We want to welcome you to our continuing series on the subject of supernatural living and healing through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Wilujeng sumping kasaderek dina seri salajengna dina topik kahirupan supraalami sarta penyembahan ngalangkungan anugerah Roh Suci.
Lesson number 6 is on the subject the gifts of healing.
Pengajaran kegenep topikna anugerah nyageurkeun.
The gifts of healing are supernatural impartations into the lives of people who need healing.
Anugerah nyageurkeun teh impartasi supraalami dina hidup jalmi anu ngabutukeun kacageuran.
It's God's healing power flowing through our ministry and our hands into the lives of those that need healing.
Kawasa nyageurkeun Allah ngalir ngalangkungan pelayanan sarta panangan urang kalebet hirup.
Aranjeun nu ngabutuhkeun kagagaran. They are referred to in 1 Corinthians 12 as the gifts plural of healing.
Ieu nunjukkeun dina hiji Korintus 12 ngeunaan anugerah-anugerah kacageuran.
Because many of the other gifts of healing are apart and flow together as gifts of healing.
Lantaran seueur anugerah kacageuran sanesna papisah sarta ngalir nyarengan janten anugerahnya geutuh.
We're going to see how the discerning of spirits and the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom operate in as gifts of healing.
Urang bade ningali kamana anugerah ngabentenkeun roh-roh sarta anugerah pangarti sareng anugerah hikmat beroperasi sarta anugerahnya geutuh.
We're going to see how the gifts flow as the gift of faith and the working of miracles flow as the gift of healings.
Urang bade ningali di mana anugerah-anugerah ngalir janten anugerah nyageurkeun.
I don't believe that I should say I have the gift of healing.
Abdi teu percanten yen abdi kedahna nyarios abdi ngagaduan anugerah nyageurkeun.
Many people see all the miracles that happen through our ministry and say, "Oh, Brother Gil has the gifts of healing."
Jeur jalmi ningali sadaya mujizat kunu kajantenan ngalangkungan pelayanan urang sarta nyarios, "Oh, saderek Gil ngagaduhan anugerah nyageurkeun."
No, I'm just the postman that gets to deliver the gift to the person that needs the healing.
Henteu abdi ngan tukang pos nu nganteurkeun anugerah ka jalmi anu ngabutuhkeun ka saya.
These are the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Aya anugerah Roh Suci.
And they can flow and operate through any spirit-filled believer.
Sarta anjeunna tiasa ngalir sareng beroperasi ngalangkungan jalmi percanten nu dipinuhan roh.
And it's not a matter of pride because these things can operate through me.
Sarta ieu sanes kabanggaan lantaran hal-hal ieu tiasa beroperasi ngalangkungan diri abdi.
You know, in the Old Testament, God spoke through a donkey.
Kadek terang di perjanjian lami Allah ngadawu ngalangkungan hiji keledai.
So I don't get proud because, you know, look at how these wonderful gifts operate through me.
Abdi teu tiasa bagja lantaran anugerah luar biasa ieu beroperasi ngalangkungan diri abdi.
No, he can speak through any old donkey.
Teu, anjeunna teu tiasa ngadawu ngalangkungan keledai.
Praise God.
Puji Gusti.
But I'm just the postman that gets to deliver the gift from the Holy Spirit to the person that needs that gift.
Tapi abdi ngan saurang tukang pos anu nganteurkeun anugerah ti Roh Suci ka jalmi anu ngabutuhkeun anugerah eta.
And I believe the person that's sick is the one that needs to receive that gift from the Holy Spirit.
Sarta abdi percanten jalmi anu gering teh jalmi anu butuh ku nampi anugerah ti Roh Suci.
I'm just the channel that helps to deliver that gift.
Abdi ngan saluran anu nulungan nganteurkeun anugerah eta.
A lot of people look at those of us that minister in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and think, "Oh, these are great men of God that need to do the work of the ministry and lay hands on all the sick people."
Abdi ngalayanan dina anugerah Roh Suci sarta mikir ieu jalmi saleh Allah anu gaduh pancen ngalayanan sarta numpangkeun panangan ka jalmi gering.
But no, according to Ephesians 4, my job in the fivefold ministry is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry.
Tapi saur kitab Efesus 4, pancen abdi dina pelayanan pasagi 5 nyaeta ngalengkepan jalmi-jalmi kanggo ngadalem pelayanan.
I function as an apostle to the nations.
Abdi saprotos rasul ka bangsa-bangsa.
But whether an apostle or a prophet or an evangelist or a pastor or a teacher.
Tapi nah rasul atanapi nabi atanapi penginjil pendeta atanapi guru.
Our function in the body of Christ is to equip all the saints to do the work of the
ministry. Dina badan Kristus ngalengkepan sadaya jalmi suci kanggo ngadalem panten pelayanan.
And that's what this training session is all about.
Sarta ieu teh nu dibahas dina sesi ieu.
This is to equip you to do the works of Jesus.
Ieu kanggo ngalengkepan sadere kanggo midamel pidamel padamel Yesus.
The work of the ministry.
Panten pelayanan.
One of the gifts of the Holy Spirit that flow and operate as a gift of healing is the discerning of spirits.
Salah saeji anugerah Roh Suci anu ngalir sarta beroperasi janten anugerah nyageurkeun teh anugerah ngabenten kendor.
We find that there are many times sicknesses and diseases that medical science call incurable diseases.
Urang mendakan anu seueur panyawat sareng kalemahan ku cara medis disebat panyawat anu biasa
dicarikeun. Usually the root cause of that so-called incurable sickness or disease is a spirit of infirmity.
Sebab akar nu nyebabkeunana panyawat anu disebat panyawat nu teu tiasa dicageurkeun atanapi kalemahan nyaeta roh kalemahan.
It can be identified as a spirit of cancer or a spirit of arthritis.
Ieu disebat roh kanker atanapi roh radang sendi.
And Jesus ministered in Luke chapter 13 verse 11.
Yesus pelayanan ieu dina Lukas pasal 13 ayat 11.
In Luke 13:11.
Dina Lukas 13 ayat 11.
And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no ways raise herself up.
Dirinya hiji awewe anu diganggu roh jahat geus 18 taun nepi ka kajadikeun panyawat bongkok bengkung teu bisa ajeg.
But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, "Woman, you are loose from your infirmity."
Waktu Yesus ningali istri ieu anjeunna disauran, tuluy ngalahir ibu, geura cageur.
As this continues through verse 16, and it says, "And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God."
Urang ngalajengkeun dugi ka ayat 16, dicarioskeun anjeunna numpangkeun panangan, anu terus nyageurkeun sarita keneh, tuluy muji syukur ka Pangeran.
So when the religious leaders came and challenged Jesus about, what he had done, he talked about this being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day.
Tapi kepala rumah ibadah dongkap sarta nangtang Yesus kana padamela nu tos dilakukeun ku Yesus. Anjeunna nyarios ngeunaan keturunan Abraham nu diiket ku iblis. Pikirkeun salamin 18 taun dibebaskeun dina poe Sabat.
Obviously, this woman's problem was caused by a spirit of infirmity that had her bound.
Jentre masalah istri ieu disababkeun ku roh kalemahan nu ngiketna.
She couldn't raise herself up. She was bent over, perhaps with a rheumatoid arthritis.
Anjeunna teu tiasa ajeg panginten lantaran radang sendi reumatik.
But Jesus just identified the spirit, the demon spirit behind her problem.
Tapi Yesus apal kana roh eta, roh iblis di satukangeunana.
That's the gift of discerning the spirits.
Yeungan ngumgrah ngabentenkeun roh.
Then he received a word of wisdom on what to do.
Tajeng anjeunna nampi anugrah hikmat ngeunaan naon anu kedah dipidamel.
He said, "Woman, be loose from your infirmity."
Anjeunna nyarios, "Hay ibu, anjeun cageur tina kalemahan."
And immediately she straightened up.
Sarta waktos eta oge anjeunna ngadeg.
And was healed.
Dicageurkeun.
So the gift of discerning of spirits is very important as a flowing, as a gift of healing.
Pami anugrah ngabentengan roh penting pisan sapertos aliran anugrah nyageurkeun.
In Luke 11:20.
Dina Lukas 11 ayat 20.
Luke 11:20, he says, Jesus said, "But if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you."
Tapi ku sabab kami ngusir setan ku kawasa Gusti Allah, eta sadayana sanandakeun yen karajaan Allah tetep geus aya di aranjeun.
I believe the reference to the finger of God here are the revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Abdi percanten tujuan dina kawasa Allah nyaeta anugerah perwahyuan Roh Suci.
The Holy Spirit will put his finger right on something and reveal the source or the identity of the problem.
Roh Suci baris nyimpen kawasana pas kahiji jalmi jeung nyarioskeun identitas atawa sumber masalah eta.
As we operate in the revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit as we minister healing to the sick, there will be much more accuracy and much more results in our ministry.
Urang ngoperasikeun anugerah pewahyuan Roh Suci sapertosna geurkeun jalmi pelayanan eta langkung sae keuna.
In Matthew chapter 9 verse 32.
Dina Matius pasal 8 ayat 32.
Here in Matthew 9:32, as they went out, behold, they brought to him a man mute and demon possessed, and when the demon was cast out, the mute spoke.
Di dia dina Matius 8 ayat 32. Sanggeus anu lalolong teu arindit. Jol ka Yesus aya nu mawa jelema pireu anu karanjingan setan. Sanggeus diusir jadi bisa ngomong.
Now it says this man was demon possessed.
Anjeuna dicarioskeun jalmi ieu dirasuk setan.
Oh, was he frothing at the mouth and his eyes roll back in his head?
Oh, pamegat ieu bahamna ngabudah sareng panona buncelik.
No. He was just mute and couldn't speak.
Nampir tetiasa nyarios.
He couldn't hear and he couldn't speak.
Dengadangu tetiasa nyarios.
So Jesus just spoke to him.
Janten Yesus nganyarios ku anjeun.
And the demon was cast out.
Sarta setan eta diusir kaluar.
And the mute spoke.
Sarta jalmi pireu teu nyarios.
A number of years ago, I was ministering in Malaysia.
Beberapa tahun kapengker abdi nuju ngalayanan di Malaysia.
In the town where we were, there was a school for the deaf mutes.
Di kota mana abdi sadaya ayah sekolah khusus kangge jalmi-jalmi pireu.
The teacher was a spirit-filled believer.
Guru didinya teh jalmi percanten nu dipinuhan roh.
So she got permission from the school to bring the children on an outing to our meetings.
Janten anjeuna kenging izin ti sakola kanggo nyandak barudak kaluar sumping kana kabaktian abdi sadaya.
17 deaf and mute children.
17 budak anu pireu sareng anu teu ngadarang.
We just ministered to them.
Abdi sadaya ngan ngalayanan aranjeuna.
Many of them were from Buddhist and Hindu families.
Keur ti aranjeuna keluarga agama Buddha sareng Hindu.
But it's easy to do the works of Jesus.
Tapi gambir wae midamel damel
Yesus. And the finger of God you just put right on those deaf and mute spirits.
Karta saderek simpen wae kawasa Allah karoroh barudak. Anu pireu sareng teu ngadangu.
And we just put our fingers in the ears like Jesus did and said, you deaf and mute spirit, come out.
Abdi nyepengcepil sareng nyarios maranena roro pireu sarta torek kaluar.
And pretty soon all 17 deaf and mute children were hearing and speaking for the first time in their life.
Katujuhlas budak pireu torek tiasa ngadangu nyarios kumimiti dina hirup aranjeun.
It was wonderful to watch these children as they were going around and clapping their hands and testing
one another. Luar biasa nyaksikeun barudak anu waktos nguriling keprok jeung kasaksian piligenti.
And believe you me, their parents came back with them at
the night meeting. Ka abdi, sepuh aranjeuna sarumping deui dina kabaktian sungi.
And many accepted Jesus as a result of those miracles.
Jeung nampi Yesus hasil tina mujizat eta.
Praise God for the gifts of healing as they flow and operate.
Puji Gusti kangge anugerah nyageurkeun waktos aranjeuna ngahirup.
We want to talk about another revelation gift that flows and operates as a gift of healing.
Urang bade ngabahas anugerah pewahyuan sanesna anu ngalir sareng beroperasi ngajanten anugerah nyageurkeun.
And that is the word of knowledge.
Ieu teh anugerah pangarti.
Often when we're ministering in the gifts of healing, God will reveal by a word of knowledge a specific sickness that he wants to heal.
Sering waktos abdi ngalayanan ku anugerah nyageurkeun Allah ngadawuh ku anugerah pangarti panyawat khusus hoyong dicageurkeun.
Sometimes to this gift and operation he'll give us the name of the disease or the name of the part of the body that needs healing.
Kadang waktos anugerah beroperasi anjeuna bade masihan sadaya nami panyawat nami bagian anu merlukeun dicageurkeun.
Or the pain in the part of the body that needs healing.
Nanti tempat kanyeri dina badan anu ngabutukeun dicageurkeun.
It will often come as a feeling, as a sensation in my body.
Ieu sering muncul nu janten paraosan atanapi sensasi di badan.
Maybe I will feel something in a part of my body, a sensation, a pressure, or even a pain.
Panginten abdi bade ngaroskeun bagian badan abdi sensasi tekanan atawa nepi ka nyeri.
And I just say, oh, is that my pain or is that a word of knowledge?
Karena abdi nganyarios, oh ieu ka nyeri abdi atawa nepi anugerah pangarti.
And I'll just listen to my spirit.
Abdi ngadangukeun roh abdi.
And I'll know, oh, that is a word of knowledge.
Abdi baris terang, ieu teh anugerah pangarti.
Sometimes I see the part of the body that needs healing.
Kadang abdi baris ningali bagian badan anu kedah dicageurkeun.
Through my spiritual eyes, perhaps I will see an enlarged heart.
Nalangkungan panorohani abdi tiasa ningali jantung baruhan.
Or a great, like a big exaggerated right ear or something.
Pil kencan ngagengan pisan atawa napi hiji hal.
Or God will give me the name of the sickness or disease.
Allah baris masihan abdi nampi panyawat atawa napi gangguan.
Sometimes he gives me the name, I don't even know the medical term, but I just call it out and sure enough people get healed.
Anjeunna masihan abdi nami, abdi teterang istilah medis tapi abdi nyebat bae sarta jami dicagukeun.
God will bring that supernatural revelation into your
spirit. Alangan nyandakeun pawahyuan supra alami kalebet roh
kaderek. Of the part of the body that needs to be healed.
Atanam binami ti bagian badan nu kedah dicageurkeun.
I can remember when these gifts first begin to flow and operate in our lives.
Abdi masih emut waktos anugrah ieu ngawitan ngalir sarta beroperasi dina hirup abdi.
And so I can remember our friends that we were working with that were evangelists begin to not only operate in the word of knowledge, but they begin to know who it was in the audience that God was healing.
Abdi oge emut rerencangan anu ngadamel sareng abdi penginjil ngawitan sanesna nukul beroperasi anugerah pangarti tapi ngawitan terang saha di antara saderek anu nyageurkeun Allah.
How did you know it was the person in the blue shirt that had the emphysema problem?
Abdi naros kumaha saderek terang yen jalmi anu ngangu acuk biru ngagaduhan masalah
paru-paru. Oh, the lady in the red dress that had the arthritis.
Atampi isi nu ngangu acuk beureum nu nyeri radang sendi.
The wife said, well, oh, she said, no, it was the husband said, no, oh, that's easy. I see just silver rain over that person.
Jorogena nyarios, oh eta gampil wae. Abdi ningali hujan perak lungsur ka jalmi eta.
So I got up, you know, and I was looking for some silver rain.
Janten abdi ngadeg sarta milarian sababaraha hujan perak.
I couldn't see any silver rain.
Abdi teu ningal hujan perak hijau ge.
Anywhere, thousands of people there.
Di mana wae adi antawi seribuan jalmi didinya.
And so finally I squinted my eyes.
Sarta abdi akhirna ngicipkeun.
And there it was.
Sarta didinya aya hujan perak.
So I looked over here, yeah, there was more silver rain.
Aya langkung seueur deui hujan perak.
Then I realized, no, that was just the television lights.
Tapi salajengna abdi sadar sanes ngan cahaya TV.
So I went back afterwards and I said, I didn't see any silver
rain. Karena abdi mulih sarta nyarios, abdi teu ningal hujan perak.
And so his wife said, well, that's not the way I receive it.
Oge pun bojo nyarios, nah eta sanes cara abdi nampina.
I said, it's not. No. She said, I feel a pull.
Abdi nyarios salara sanes eta henteu anjeunna nyarios ngaraoskeun hiji tarikan.
Yeah, she says, you know, like you play with magnets, like a little, you play with a little magnets and you feel a pull.
Yeah, sapertos kumah ni, sarta anjeun ngaraos tarikan.
So I got up there the next service and I'm waiting for a pull.
Janten abdi ngadeg didinya dina kabaktian salajengna abdi ngantosan hiji tarikan.
And I just
sarta abdi
I didn't feel a thing.
Abdi teu ngaraoskeun naon.
So afterwards I didn't feel any pull.
Saparantos abdi nyareos abdi teu ngaraoskeun tarikan.
I just don't understand.
Abdi ngan teu ngartos.
Well, we had gone over to the Philippines and we were with Dr. Lester Summerall.
Abdi sadaya angkat ka Filipina sareng Dr. Lester.
In his church and we were working with these evangelist friends of ours.
Di gerejana abdi ngadamel sareng rerencangan penginjil.
And they are up on the front of the platform just talking about Jesus and the church is packed out.
Aranjeuna aya di payun panggung nyarios ngeunaan Yesus gereja pinuh kaluar.
And Joyce and I are just standing back behind them on the platform.
Yoi sarta abdi ngadeg di pangkeureun anjeunna.
All of a sudden I feel a pressure in my left eye.
Ngadadak abdi ngaraoskeun hiji tekanan di panon kenca.
So I rub my eye.
Janten abdi ngagisi panon.
And I thought, I wonder if that could be a word of knowledge.
Abdi mikir, abdi tataros, nah ieu teh hiji anugerah pangarti.
Oh, I said, no. My evangelist friends are speaking. If it was a word of knowledge, God would tell them.
Abdi nyarios, henteu. Rerencangan panginjil nuju nyarios. Upami eta teh anugerah pangarti Allah baris masihan terang.
And right in the middle of a sentence, they stop.
Harta di tengah kalimat aranjeuna ngaraneg.
And they say, God has just given AL a word of knowledge.
Aranjeuna nyarios Allah nembe bae masihan AL anugerah pangarti.
And hand me the microphone. Harta
nyodorkeun mikrofon.
Now this is all new to me.
Hei jalan nu nembe keur abdi.
And you know, I could just say, well, there might be someone here that has a problem in your left eye or maybe it's your right eye.
Kaderek terang abdi ngan nyarios, panginten aya jalmi di dieu nu ngagaduan masalah panon kaensa atanapi katuhu.
Or maybe it's around one of your eyes.
Atanapi disabudureun salah sahiji panona.
Or maybe you have a friend or know somebody who might have a problem near one of your eyes.
Panginten gaduh rerencangan anu ngagaduan masalah dina caket panona.
Could be an eyelash.
Panginten masalah sareng bulu panon.
But I tell you, when you get out of the boat, all you can do is walk on the water.
Masihan terang waktu sadere kaluar ti parahu, nu tiasa didamel mapah di lurun cai.
He says, just open your mouth wide now, fill it.
Anjeuna nyarios calangap, sarta kami baris ngesian.
So when they handed me the microphone.
Janten waktu aranjeun nyodorkeun mic.
I grabbed the microphone.
Abdi nyandak mic eta.
And I said, yes.
Abdi nyarios ya.
I didn't know what I was going to say.
Abi terang naon nu kada ditarios.
Something about a left eye.
Hiji hal ngeunaan panon kensa.
And I said,
carita abdi nyarios.
Yes, there's somebody here that's totally blind in your left eye.
Idinya aya hiji jalmi nu pecak.
It is that lady right back there under the balcony in the yellow dress.
Carita aya hiji istri di pengker pas di handapeun balkon anu nganggo gaum koneng.
I hadn't even seen that lady in that yellow dress.
Malah abdi teu ningali istri eta.
It was like I was watching myself say it.
Parantos abdi nuju nyaksikeun diri abdi nyarios
kana. That lady screamed and she jumped up and she ran up on the platform.
Wanita eta ngajerit sarta luncat lompat karena ka panggung.
And she said she had been born blind and all of her life she'd been totally blind in that left eye.
Anjeuna nyarios lolong tikeur dilahirkeun sarta sapanjang hirupna panukancana longkitan.
Well, what God reveals, He always heals.
Nah, naon nu didawukeun ku Allah pasti dicageukeun.
And I just laid hands on her and commanded that blind spirit to loose her right now.
Abdi ngumpangkeun panangan sarta miwarang rolong leupas.
She fell under the power of God.
Anjeuna ngaraos dina kawasa Allah.
And when she got up, she was seen and reading perfectly normal out of that left eye.
Sarta waktu anjeuna guga ayeuna tiasa ningali sarta maca ku panon kencana.
Thank God for the gifts of healing.
Hatur Gusti kanggo anugrah nyageurkeun.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, puji Gusti.
We had gone to a meeting with where there was a lady evangelist, a Chinese lady evangelist was ministering.
Abdi angkat ke kebaktian di mana aya saurang penginjil wanita Cina nuju ngalayanan.
We had known this lady for many years.
Abdi sadaya tos wano ka istri ieu mang tahun-tahun.
And so we're sitting here on the front row.
Darla kitu abdi calik didinya di payun.
She says, somebody here.
Anjeuna nyarios aya hiji jalmi didinya.
You got cancer in your body.
Badana kena kanker.
And you got cancer in your breast and God wants to heal you.
Kanker eta aya dina susuna sarta Allah hoyong nyageurkeun.
You come up here right now and God heal you.
Kadie sarta Allah baris nyageurkeun.
Nobody move.
Gaya saurang ogen usik.
Then she said, oh, somebody here.
Lajeng nyarios hiji jalmi kadie.
You got problem in your hip.
Anjeun ngagaduan masalah dina imit.
You come up here, God heal you.
Kadie Allah nyageurkeun.
Nobody move.
Gaya saurang ogen usik.
Oh, somebody here.
Oh, hiji jalmi di dieu.
You got problem, you got digestive problem.
Anjeun gaduh masalah pencernaan.
You come up here, God heal you.
Tongkap ka dieu Allah nyageurkeun.
Nobody move.
Gaya saurang ogen usik.
I was thinking, I wonder what she's going to do now.
Abdi mikir naon anu bade dicarioskeun ayeuna.
Brother Gil, you go get them.
Ayeuna nyarios saderek Gil, saderek angkat mapageun aranjeuna.
Well, I thought, well, according to her faith, so be it under her.
Nah, abdi mikir cek imana kumaha manehna.
So I stood up.
Janten abdi ngadeg.
And I just felt a pull over to my right.
Abdi ngaraoskeun tarikan di sabeulah katuhu abdi.
I remembered the pull.
Abdi emut tarikan eta.
So I just turned and I just felt a pull and I started walking up the aisle.
Ambil malik ngaraskeun tarikan ngawitan mapa.
As I did, I just felt it stronger over on this side.
Waktu ngidamel abdi ngaraskeun tarikan langkung kiat.
The farther I went up the aisle, the stronger it got.
Serta langkung jauh abdi mapa tarikan langkung kuat.
It was just a pull in my spirit.
Eta ngan tarikan dina roh abdi.
And it got real, real strong.
Serta ieu bener nyata bener-bener kuat.
I knew it was in this aisle.
Abdi terang tarikan eta aya di lorong ieu.
But I said, I think I'll test this. I took another step.
Abdi nyarios, mikir, bade nguji nyandak arasanes.
It got weaker.
Tarikan eta ngurangan.
So I stepped back.
Abdi malik deui.
I looked at the first person.
Ningal ka jalmi ka hiji.
Second person.
Jalmi ka dua.
It's getting stronger, the third person.
Tarikan langkung kuat, jalmi ka tilu.
Really strong.
Bener-bener kuat.
I looked at the fourth one.
Abdi ningal jalmi ka opat.
No.
Henteu.
I just felt drawn to that third lady.
Abdi ngaraos katarik ku istri nu katilu.
Just a pull in my spirit to her.
Tarikan dina roh abdi ka anjeuna.
She wouldn't look at.
Anjeuna teu ningal abdi.
So I asked the lady sitting beside her to tap her on the shoulder.
Abdi nyuhunkeun istri di sabeulana nepak tak tak na.
She looked up.
Anjeuna nutup.
I said, "You're the lady with the cancer in your breast. God wants to heal you right now."
Abdi nyarios, ibu teh nu keuna kanker, Allah hoyong nyageurkeun.
And she goes,
"Now
what was I to do?"
Ayeuna naon kedah ku abdi pidamel.
I said, "Tap her again."
Abdi nyarios tepak deui anjeun.
She looked up.
Anjeuna neuteup.
She said, "I said, come on, God wants to heal that cancer in your breast."
Abdi nyarios, "Hayu, Allah hoyong nyageurkeun kanker dina susu ibu."
She shakes her head and looks down.
Anjeuna ngageleng terus tungkul.
I said, "Tap her again."
Abdi nyarios tepak deui anjeuna.
They tapped her.
Anjeuna nepak.
She looked up.
Anjeuna neuteup.
And I said, "Well, what have you got to lose?"
Abdi naros, naon rugina?
I said, "God wants to heal that cancer right now."
Abdi nyarios, Allah hoyong nyageurkeun ayeuna.
She started crying.
Anjeuna ngawitan ceuri.
She stood up and started out in the aisle.
Anjeuna ngadeg teras ngawitan mapa.
She said, "I didn't want my family to know."
Anjeuna nyarios, abdi alim keluarga abdi terang.
"I didn't want my family to know."
Alim keluarga abdi terang.
I guess they wake up one day and say, "Where's Mama?"
Abdi ngira anjeuna bade guga nyarios di mana Mama?
Oh, she died of cancer last night.
Anjeuna maut lantaran kanker.
She didn't want to worry her family.
Kalim keluargina khawatir.
But I just brought her up and said to the evangelist, "This is the lady with the cancer."
Tapi abdi nyanak anjeuna ka panginjil sarta nyarios ieu istri keuna kanker.
And what God reveals, He always heals.
Sarta nu didawuhkeun ku Allah anjeuna sok aya nyageurkeun.
And I just felt a pull over the other side of the church.
Abdi nu mebae ngaraoskeun hiji tarikan di bagian sanes gareja.
And I walked over and walked to the man. I said, "You're the one with the hip problem."
Sarta abdi mapa ngajugjug hiji pamegat sarta nyarios anjeun ngagaduhan masalah imbit.
And so he stood up.
Sarta anjeun ngadeg.
And he started walking with me.
Teras mapa. Sarang abdi.
I kind of glanced over to see if I was right.
Abdi neuteup naha abdi bener.
And he was going like this.
Sarta anjeuna bari saperti.
Well, I got that one right.
Ya, abdi mendakan jalmi kupas.
Brought him up, said, "Here's the one with the hip problem."
Sarajengna abdi nyanda ka panggung sarta nyarios ieu jalmi ngagaduan masalah imbitna.
And I just felt a pull right over the other side.
Sarta abdi naroskeun tarikan bagian sanes di gereja.
Just walked up boldly and I said to a lady, I said, "You're the one with the digestive problem."
Maju sarta abdi nyarios ka hiji istri anjeun gaduh masalah pencernaan.
She just jumped up and came right up in the front.
Anjeuna luncat ngadeg payungan abdi.
And what God reveals, He always heals.
Nunu didabukeun ku Allah pasti anjeuna nyageurkeun.
Thank God for the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Atur nuhun Gusti kanggo anugerah nu Roh Suci.
Many times God will give the name of the person.
Sering Allah masihan nami jalmi.
I was ministering in Kenya, Nigeria. I mean Kenya, Africa.
Abdi nuju ngalayanan di Kenya, Afrika.
In Nairobi there was over 100,000 people.
Di Nairobi aya langkung 100,000 orang.
And I said, "There's a lady right out here."
Sarta abdi nyarios aya hiji istri di dieu.
"You have a huge tumor in your body."
Saderek ngagaduhan tumor ageung dina badan saderek.
"And right now in the name of Jesus I command it to shrivel up and die."
Ayeuna pisan di lebetna mah Yesus abdi marentakeun tumor eta pae.
She came up on the platform.
Anjeuna naik ka panggung.
The tumor was as big as a baby about ready to be born.
Tumor eta saageung orok anu siap nuju dilahirkeun.
But she testified when I pointed and commanded that tumor to shrivel up and die.
Tapi anjeuna nyaksikeun yen waktos abdi nunjuk sarta marentakeun tumor eta nyusut sempae.
It just went.
Waktos eta
and was instantly gone by the power of God.
Etumar eta leungit ku kasalah.
When God reveals things and we declare it forth out of our mouth.
Waktos Allah ngadawuh hal-hal sarta urang ngucapkeun.
And speak with boldness.
Sarta nyarios kakawani.
We'll find ourselves doing the same works that Jesus did.
Urang bade mandak diri urang midamel padamelan anu dipidamel ku Yesus.
Thank God for the revelation gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Hatur nuhun Gusti kanggo anugrah pewahyuan Roh Suci.
In the 5th chapter of John.
Dina pasal 5 Injil Yohanes.
We have the story of the pool of Bethesda.
Aya carita ngeunaan balong Bethesda.
There was a multitude of sick folks there in that pool of Bethesda.
Terjalmi udur di rohangan balong Bethesda.
But the Bible says that Jesus was drawn to a certain man.
Tapi Alkitab nyariosin Yesus katarik ku hiji jalmi.
Through the operation of these revelation gifts, God will draw you to a certain man or a certain woman.
Ngalakukeun di operasi anugerah pewahyuan Allah. Baris narik saderek ka jalmi nu tangtu.
You can just make eye contact. It's just a pull of that person.
Ngan saderek kontak panon sarta ayat tarikan ka jalmi eta.
And Jesus was drawn to that certain man.
Sarta Yesus katarik ku pamaget eta.
Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing.
Yesus nyarios abdi ngan ngadamel naon anu katingali nu dipidamel ku Rama.
Many times Jesus healed them all.
Panginten Yesus nyageurkeun aranjeunna.
But we'll be more effective in our ministry if we'll just listen and be led by the Spirit of God and be drawn to that certain person.
Urang bade langkung aktif di lebet pelayanan upami ngadangukeun sarta dipimpin ku Roh Allah sarta ditarik ku jalmi eta.
That is the person that God has prepared their heart to receive the ministry right now.
Ieu teh jalmi anu Allah siapkeun hate aranjeunna kanggo nampi pelayanan ayeuna oge.
The word of wisdom will flow and operate as one of the gifts of healing.
Kalajengna anugerah hikmat baris ngalir sarta beroperasi janten salah sahiji anugerah
nyatakeun. The word of wisdom is a supernatural impartation of God's wisdom that reveals how we are to proceed on a course of action to minister effectively to a person.
Anugerah hikmatnya eta impartasi supraalami ti hikmat Allah nu nyarioskeun kumaha urang ngawitan ngadamel kanggo ngalayanan ku sarta
efektif. Jesus, I do nothing of myself. I only do what I see my Father do.
Yesus nyarios abdi teu tiasa ngadamel naon-naon nyalira abdi ngan ngadamel naon anu katingal ku Rama di
didamel. We minister in the word of wisdom.
Waktos urang midamel dina anugerah hikmat.
We will see ourselves doing something before we do it.
Urang baris ningali ngadamel hiji hal satu acana urang ngadamel.
We'll have an impression of how to minister to that person.
Urang bade kenging hiji kesan ngeunaan ka mana ngalayanan jalmi ieu.
Jesus said, I only speak what I hear my Father speaking.
Yesus nyarios abdi ngan ngucapkeun naon anu kadangu nu didawuhkeun ku Rama.
If we'll listen to the Holy Spirit.
Upami urang ngadangukeun Roh Suci.
He'll put his words in our mouth to speak.
Anjeunna bade nyimpen cariosanana di baham kanggo nyarios.
We will be right there at the right place at the right time.
Urang bade aya di dinya di tempat jeung waktos nu tepat.
There's many ways to minister healing to the sick.
Aya seueur cara kanggo ngalayana nyageurkeun jalmi udur.
We can anoint with oil.
Urang tiasa ngurapan ku minyak.
We can lay hands on.
Tiasa numpangkeun panangan ka dina.
We can cast out the spirit.
Biasa ngusir roh jahat.
We can send handkerchiefs or aprons.
Biasa ngirimkeun sapu tangan sareng celemek.
We can speak the word only.
Urang tiasa nyarios dawuh.
How do we minister healing to this person?
Kumaha urang ngalayana nyageurkeun jalmi ieu?
The word of wisdom.
Anugerah hikmat.
Will give us the revelation on how to proceed on a course of action to bring the healing to that person's body.
Bade masihan urang cariosan kumaha ngawitanana ngadamel nganggo nyanda kacageuran jasmani jalmi eta.
I'll just have an impression.
Abdi ngan ngadawuh hiji kesan.
Of myself ministering in a certain way to that person.
Kumaha cara ngalayanan dina cara nutangtu ka jalmi.
Sometimes we think we have to, you know, pray over the sick.
Kadang-kadang urang mikir kada ngadoakeun jalmi udur.
And we pray and ask God to do it.
Dina urang nanada sareng nyuhunkeun Allah midamel.
But sometimes we just pray ourselves out of faith.
Tapi kadang urang ngadoa nyalira tanpa iman.
Sometimes I see myself just if a person is having a problem in their stomach.
Kadang ningali diri abdi upami jalmi ngagaduhan masalah patuanganna.
Oh, do I lay hands on head?
Nah, abdi numpangkeun panangan ka sirahna.
But I'll have a quick impression.
Tapi abdi nang bisa kilas kesan.
And I'll just poke my finger in their stomach and say, "Go!"
Abdi ngengelkeun panangan sarta nyarios indit.
And the power of God hits them.
Sarta kawasala kena ka anjeuna.
They hit the floor.
Anjeuna ngagubrag.
The pain's gone.
Rasa nyeri leungit.
But I don't do that every time. I listen to the Holy Spirit.
Abdi teu midamel engal waktos abdi ngadangukeun Roh Suci.
Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Peka ka Roh Suci.
In Acts 28, verse 8.
Dina Kisah Rasul 28 ayat 8.
Paul is at the island of Miletus.
Paulus aya di pulau Miletus.
Which is now called Malta.
Nu ayeuna disebut Malta.
And the father of Publius was sick of a bloody flux or a dysentery.
Sarta bapa Publius udur panas sareng disentri.
And it says that here in Acts 28:8 that Paul went in to him and prayed.
Di dieu dina Kisah Rasul 28 ayat 8 yen Paulus lebet ka kamarna ngadoa.
And he laid hands on him and healed him.
Sarta numpangkeun panangan teras nyageurkeun anjeuna.
Notice that it was after the prayer was all over that Paul laid hands on him and healed him.
Saparantos ngadoa Paulus numpangkeun panangan nyageurkeun anjeuna.
He didn't say he healed him by praying for him.
Paulus ngadoa kanggo nyageurkeun manehna.
I believe that Paul stopped and prayed to receive a word of wisdom on how to minister to the father of Publius.
Paulus ngadoa kanggo nyageurkeun anjeuna. Abdi percanten yen Paulus liren sareng ngadoa kanggo nampi anugerah hikmat kanggo melayani Publius.
And then he said, "Oh, thank you, Lord. Okay, laying on of hands."
Anjeuna nyaros, "Oh, hatur nuhun Gusti, tos numpangkeun panangan."
And then praying was all over.
Salajengna doa teh angeus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amin. Hatur nuhun Gusti.
Praying was all over.
Doa tos angeus.
Then he laid his hands on him and healed him.
Lajeng numpangkeun panangan ka anjeunna sarta nyageurkeun.
Oh, you say, Brother Gil, I couldn't heal a flea.
Saderek Gil, abdi teu tiasa nyageurkeun hiji kutu oge.
Jesus said, the works that I do, shall you do also.
Yesus nyarios, anu ku kami dipigawe, kumaneh oge dipigawe.
I only do what I see the Father do.
Kami migawe, nu katingali dipidamel ku Rama.
He laid his hands on him, and we're gonna be teaching you how to release the healing power of God.
Anjeunna numpangkeun panangan, abdi ngawulang, ngalupaskeun kuasa nyageurkeun
piala. He laid his hands on him and healed him.
Sarta anjeun numpangkeun panangan, sarta nyageurkeun.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When we receive that word of wisdom,
waktos urang nampi anugerah hikmat,
we not only see how to minister to a person effectively,
urang teningali kumaha ngalayanan jalmi nu efektif,
but we see in the spirit,
tapi urang ningal dina roh,
we see the miracle taking place,
urang ningali mujizat kajantenan,
we see that person being healed,
ningali jalmi disageurkeun,
as we boldly minister healing to them,
waktos urang kumawani ngalayanan nyageurkeun.
And that releases the gift of faith.
Yang ngalepaskeun anugerah iman.
Hey, in the spirit, we've already seen it happening.
Yang orang tos ningali hal eta kajantenan.
No doubt, we just know that it's going to happen.
Cicang caya orang terang ini baris kajantenan.
And so the gift of faith comes.
Sakitu anugerah iman datang teh.
How many of you know there's times when we need a level of faith that's higher than where our faith has grown just by the daily walking with the Lord.
Sederek terang waktos ngabutukeun tingkat iman anu langkung luhur tibatan iman urang anu tumuwuh sareng Pangeran.
And so we just need a little extra supercharge of faith.
Carta urang ngabutukeun tambahan iman.
There sometimes there's parts of people's bodies missing through birth defects.
Aya waktos di mana badan manusia leungit ngalangkungan cacat.
Or surgery or accidents.
Atanapi pembedahan atanapi kecelakaan.
And we need a creative miracle to take place.
Urang peryogi hiji mujizat kreatif nu kajantenan.
And so sometimes we just need a little supercharge for the turbocharge to kick in our faith.
Kadang urang ngabutuhkeun tambahan tenaga atanpi mesin kangge mecu iman urang.
We receive a word of wisdom.
Waktos urang nampi anugerah hikmat.
We know it's going to
happen. Urang terang naon anu baris kajantenan.
And the gift of faith comes is activated.
Dan anugerah iman diaktifkeun.
It's like a little vision or an impression that we receive on the inside.
Terus seperti ngalian alit atanpi kesan nu ku urang ditampi di nu lebet urang.
And then we just boldly step out and begin to minister.
Salajengna kawani urang kaluar sareng ngawita ngalayanan.
Peter and John in the third chapter of the book of Acts.
Seperti Petrus sareng Yohanes dina pasal 3 dina Kisah Para Rasul.
Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you."
Petrus yang rios mas perak kami teboga tapi nu ayo di kami arek dibikin.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
Demi panjenengan Yesus Kristus urang saret pek.
Oh, wait a minute, Peter and John. This is right outside of the temple.
Oh, antosan heula Petrus sareng Yohanes aya di luar Bait Allah.
What if nothing happened?
Kumaha upami teu kajantenan naon?
All religious leaders would see.
Oh, ahli-ahli Toret baris nempo.
They're just waiting for an opportunity to ridicule you.
Antosan kesempatan keur ngahina saderek.
Put down this new sect called Christianity.
Geur ngarendahkeun sekte anyar nu disebut Kristen.
You shouldn't do that, Peter.
Kadana aranjeun tong medamel eta Petrus sareng Yohanes.
Just wait till later and just go to the man privately.
Antosan sekedap tepangan jalmi eta nyamuni.
Have a little prayer meeting.
Hayakeun riungan doa tiluan bae.
If something happens.
Upama kajantenan.
Then you can come tell everybody.
Saderek sumping masian terang kaung ajalmi.
No, when you receive a word of wisdom.
Henteu waktu saderek nampi anugerah hikmat.
I believe Peter and John had a word of wisdom.
Abdi percanten Petrus sareng Yohanes nampi anugerah hikmat.
Release the gift of faith.
Tarta eta ngalepaskeun anugerah iman.
It released a spirit of boldness.
Ieu ngalepaskeun roh kawani.
They knew that man was going to be healed.
Anjeunna terang pamegat eta baris dicageurkeun.
And they knew exactly how to minister healing to him.
Kataran anjeunna terang kumaha ngalayanan wahade.
They just said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I to you.
Anjeunna nyarios emas jeung perak kami teu boga, tapi boga kami rek dibikeun.
Taking him by the hand, they raised him up to his feet.
Anjeunna nyepeng panangan jalmi eta supaya
ngadeg. His ankles became strong.
Muncanganana janten kiat.
And he went walking and leaping and praising God.
Anjeunna mah paluruncatan bari muji Allah.
And the church grew to 5,000 that day.
Gereja tumuwuh janten 5,000 jalmi dinten eta.
Because God had confirmed his word with signs and wonders.
Antara Allah ngiatkeun dawuhanna ku tanda-tanda mujizat.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
When we see it happening.
Waktos urang ningali eta kajantenan.
We just step out in faith.
Dan ngalengkah kaluar ku iman.
And begin to minister boldly to that person.
Kita ngalayanan kawani kajalmi eta.
We work it out.
Abdi sadaya ngalaksanakeun.
That's the working of miracles.
Kita pada malam mujizat.
Just working it out.
Pidamel bae.
And the working of miracles will flow is a gift of healing.
Pada malam mujizat ngalir janten anugerah nyageurkeun.
In Mark chapter 3 verse 3.
Dina Markus 3 ayat 3.
Here in Mark 3:3.
Ieu adina Markus 3 ayat 3.
He said to the man with the withered hand.
Yesus nimbalan kanu kempreng.
Step forward.
Coba rangtung di tengah.
And he said to the man, stretch out your hand.
Anjeunna rios ka jalma sodorkeun leungeunna.
He stretched it out.
Sarta manehna ngulurkeun leungeunna.
And the hand was restored as whole as the other.
Janten cageur leungeunna teh sampurna sapertos biasa.
That little hand was withered.
Panangan alit teh paeh.
It needed a creative miracle.
Eta ngabutuhkeun mujizat kreatif.
But when the word of wisdom comes,
tapi waktos anugerah hikmat
sumping, it releases the gift of faith.
Nu ngaleupaskeun anugerah iman.
And we just begin to work it out.
Ngaurangan ngawitan midamel.
And he said, stretch forth your hand.
Tarta anjeunna nyarios sodorkeun leungeunna.
And it grew right out.
Ciup panangan eta cageur.
It's just as easy to work a miracle.
Eta gampil kamu medamel mujizat.
As it is to operate in any gift of the Holy Spirit.
Terang operasikeun anugerah Roh Suci mana wae.
If we learn how to operate in all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Pamurang bade diajar ngoperasikeun sadaya anugerah Roh Suci.
The vocal gifts of the Holy Spirit are the doorway into the supernatural.
Anugerah kang nyaros ti Roh Suci teh gerbang kalebet supraalami.
With two tongues, interpretation and prophecy, we step into that realm of the supernatural.
Nalangkungan basa roh nafsikeunana sareng bernubuat kalebet alam supraalami.
Then the revelation gifts will begin to flow and to operate.
Salajengna anugerah pewahyuan baris ngawitan ngalir sarta beroperasi.
The discerning of spirits and the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom.
Roh ngabentengkeuna roh anugerah pengetahuan sareng anugerah hikmat.
We will hear things in our spiritual ears and know things on the inside.
Baris ngadangukeun hal dina tepi rohani sarta terang hal-hal di lebet hate urang.
There we let those impressions or those little visions that will come into our spirit.
Baris aya kesan sarta titinggalian alit anu baris muncul dina roh urang.
When we just stepped out, it releases those power gifts to faith and the working of miracles as gifts of healing.
Urang kaluar ngalepaskeun kawasa anugerah iman pada melan mujizat janten anugerah nyageurkeun.
It is important that all nine gifts of the Holy Spirit are flowing and operating in every spirit-filled believer.
Penting salapan anugerah Roh Suci ngalir beroperasi anu percanten nu dipinuhan ku Roh.
And right now,
sartayeuna oge,
I release and impart those gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Abdi ngalepaskeun sareng nancepkeun anugerah Roh Suci ieu.
I release all of the gifts of the Holy Spirit as the gifts of healing.
Yeung ngalepaskeun sadaya anugerah Roh Suci ngajanten anugerahna
gerpeun. To flow and to operate in your life.
Kanggo ngalir sarta beroperasi dina hirup sadaya.
Receive those gifts.
Tapi bae anugerah eta.
I impart those gifts right now.
Abdi nancepkeun anugerah eta ayeuna pisan.
Activate those gifts in your life right now.
Abdi ngaaktifkeun anugerah eta ayeuna pisan.
Receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Tampi anugerah Roh Suci.
In Jesus name.
Dilebet nama Yesus.
In Jesus name.
Dilebet nama Yesus.
In Jesus name.
Dilebet nama Yesus.
We're going to activate those gifts right now.
Urang baris ngaktifkeun anugerah ieu pisan.
We have some here in our audience here that are going to come and begin to flow in those gifts.
Dieu di antara jalmi anu hadir nu bade kapayun ngawitan ngalirkeun anugerah ieu.
And as we do that,
atos urang midama.
I want those of you there watching to begin to let those gifts flow and operate.
Abdi hoyong sadaya nu nuju nyaksikeun ngawitan ngantep anugerah ieu ngalir sarta beroperasi.
You may want them to come and to begin to flow and to operate in the whole body first.
Panginten sadaya hoyong anugerah anu sumping sarta ngawitan ngalir sareng beroperasi dina badan.
And get those gifts flowing.
Sareng ngantepkeun anugerah ngalir.
Somebody that's watching right now, you're feeling something in your body.
Jalmi anu nuju nyaksikeun ayeuna ieu saderek nuju ngaraoskeun.
And you say, is that a word of knowledge?
Saderek nyaraos ieu anugerah pangarti.
Or is that just my pain?
Tapi ieu ngan saukur kanyeri.
Just listen to the Holy Spirit.
Dengukeun bae Roh Suci.
And step out and just begin to call it out.
Kaluar teras ngawitan ngucapkeunana.
Right now.
Ayeuna bae.
Others will receive a word of wisdom.
Sanes bare nampi anugerah hikmat.
On how to minister healing to that person.
Inaan kumaha ngalayanan nyageurkeun jalmi eta.
Often those gifts flow and operate one with the other quickly.
Jaring karunia eta beroperasi sareng anu sanes nagantang.
I want each one of you just to begin to flow and to operate in those gifts.
Abdi hoyong tiap saderek ngawitan ngalirkeun sarta ngoperasikeun anugerah eta.
God's going to release those gifts of healing to flow.
Sarta Allah nuju ngaleupaskeun anugerah nyageurkeun.
Maybe a discerning of spirits.
Panginten anugerah ngabentenkeun roh.
And it's going to release you and you're going to begin to work miracles.
Sarta ieu baris ngabebaskeun sarta saderek baris mindana mangga.
Just be bold and begin to call them out.
Tingwani ngawitan ngucapkeunana.
Right now our group is gathered here in our live audience.
Ayeuna kelompok urang ngumpul sareng hadirin.
God is giving a word of knowledge right now.
Allah masihan anugerah pangarti ayeuna.
And as we're talking, they're going to begin to minister.
Sementawis kami nyarios aranjeuna ngawitan ngalayanan.
We're going to encourage those of you watching to after you get the gifts flowing corporately together.
Urang masihan semangat ka saderek nu nyaksikeun saparantos saderek nampi anugerah ngalir sasarengan.
To move into small groups.
Kami ngebentuk kelompok-kelompok alit.
Where each and every one.
Di mana masing-masing tiap jami.
Can operate in those gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Biasa ngoperasikan anugerah Roh Suci.
So right now.
Janten ayeuna oge.
I want each and every one of you.
Abdi hoyong masing-masing tiap
saudara. Our group here in our live audience are beginning to flow and operate in these gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Janten kelompok abdi sareng hadirin ngalirkan sarta ngoperasikan anugerah Roh Suci.
I want you to step out.
Abdi hoyong saderek kaluar.
I want you to begin to operate.
Carta saderek ngawitan ngoperasi
kanana. Right now.
Ayeuna oge.
We release those gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Abdi sadaya ngaleupaskeun anugerah anugerah Roh Suci.
To operate in your life right now.
Kangge beroperasi di nukareupan saderek ayeuna.
Receive those gifts.
Mung nampi anugerah ieu. Saderek kaluar.
You say, Brother Gil, what if I'm wrong?
Saderek Gil, kumaha upami ieu abdi lepat?
But what if you're right?
Tapi kumaha upami saderek leres?
Just step out.
Kaluar bae.
And just say what you that impression that comes into your spirit.
Karioskeun kesan nu dongkap dina roh saderek. Sing wani.
I want our team here in the front just to begin to minister and speak out what God is saying.
Abdi hoyong tim ngalayanan sarta nyarioskeun naon anu nuju didabukeun ku Allah.
Right now the gift of the word of knowledge is flowing here.
Dina oge anugerah pangarti nuju ngalir di ieu.
God has just called out a problem in a shoulder.
Allah nembai nyebutkeun hiji masalah dina takdir.
Right down here.
Pasti dia.
And as our brother called it out, our sister said, "Oh, that's me."
Eta waktu saudara Saiman nyebut, nah nyarios, oh, eta abdi.
What God reveals, He always heals.
Naonu didabuhkeun ku Allah, ayeuna disageurkeun.
Our sister has just checked out her shoulder.
Saudara kami nembai nyarios.
What happened to the pain?
Naonu kajantenan.
Pain is gone.
Kanyeri eta leungit.
Give Jesus a hand.
Julurkeun leungeuna ka Yesus.
Give Jesus a hand.
Julurkeun leungeuna ka Yesus.
Oh, praise God.
Oh, puji Gusti.
These gifts are flowing and operating.
Anugerah nuju mengalir beroperasi.
They're operating in your life right now.
Aranjeunna nuju beroperasi dina hirup saudara.
You'll see an impression or feel something in your body.
Saudara baris kenging kesan atanapi nu karaos dina badan saudara.
Just step out.
Kaluar bae.
And be bold.
Sarta sing wani.
And God's going to confirm His
Allah
word.
Baris neguhkeun dawuhanna.
Signs and wonders and miracles everywhere that you go.
Tanda pada malan ajaib sarta ka mujizat kamana wae anjeun.
And your life will never be the same.
Sarta hirup saderek moal sami deui.
Just keep those gifts flowing and activating.
Hantepkeun anugerah ngalir ngajantengkeun aktif.
Live in the supernatural.
Hirup ku cara supralami.
The day you've stepped out of your boat.
You're
walking on the supernatural waters. All the gifts of the Holy Spirit are flowing and operating in your life. Just keep on walking on the supernatural waters. Jesus said, "The works that I do shall you do also." Hey, it's easy to do the works of Jesus.
Hey, gampil kang umidamal pada
mana Yesus. We learn to operate in these precious gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Tatos urang diajar kang ngoperasikeun anugerah berharga ti Roh Suci.
It comes as a still small voice.
Ia datangna saperti suara nu ngagalindang.
An impression.
Hiji perasaan atanapi hiji tekan.
You're going to find, instead of asking God to heal, you're going to be ministering healing to others.
Ibatan menta kalah kang nyageurkeun mending saderek ngalayana nyageurkeun.
You see, Jesus' work is complete. Our work has begun.
Adamalan urang ngawitan.
We do the works of Jesus.
Urang adamal pada malan Yesus.
By operating in these precious gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ngoperasikeun anugerah nu berharga ti Roh Suci.
Keep flowing and ministering in these gifts.
Tetep ngalir sarta ngawayukeun dina anugerah ieu.
Keep activating them and letting them flow.
Tetep aktifkeun sarta antepkeun ngalir. Gusti ngaberkahan saderek.
Haleluya.
Puji Gusti.